Welcome to the Talking People Phrasebook. Episode 3. Tourist Getting Somewhere. This travel phrasebook is dedicated to my students and to people who love learning. I have gathered useful language for different kinds of situations so that you can get by whether you are traveling or you live in a tourist destination. Each podcast episode will be about a different situation. I will give my functional translation of the sentence in Spanish and then say the sentence in English so you can practice functional translation after you have heard the episode a few times. I'm using the checklist format in the paper version so you can tick the ones you mastered saying. Okay? Feel free to send me more. Type phrasebook, 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 in the subject line of an email to AOE, that's E-O-I, at talkingpeople.net, talking people in one word. And now, here we go. Tourist getting somewhere. Tourist information or directions, giving directions. First, at the tourist information desk. En el puesto de información para turistas. Vale. How do you say, ¿tiene folletos sobre, do you have any brochures of, do you have any brochures of, or have you got any brochures of, have you got any brochures of? ¿Me puede dar un mapa, por favor? ¿O tiene mapas, por favor? Can I have a map, please? Can I have a map, please? ¿Nos puede dar información sobre... Can we have some information about... Can we have some information about... ¿Puedo coger uno de estos? Gracias. Can I take one of these? Thanks. Can I take one of these? Thanks. Coja, coja. Oh, claro que sí. Oh, adelante. Help yourself. Help yourself. This sentence is also good for inviting people to take more food when you are offering food to people or candy and sweets. You can tell them, help yourself, and this means that they can take as much as they like. So, help yourself, or certainly, certainly, claro que sí, ¿no? Or go ahead, adelante, coja uno, okay? Another, ¿qué horarios tiene de apertura y de cierre? ¿Qué horarios tiene? ¿O cuándo abre? Which are the opening hours? Which are the opening hours? Or which are the opening and closing hours? Which are the opening and closing hours? Okay. Another. ¿Nos gustaría visitar tal sitio en tal día? We'd like to visit whichever place on... whichever day of the week. Day of the week, okay? Also for dates. It's also good for dates. We'd like to visit the cathedral on Monday. Or we'd like to visit the museum, the Picasso Museum, on the 1st of January. Are there any exhibitions on? Right? Querríamos ir en tren. We'd like to go by train. We'd like to go by train. ¿A qué hora sale el primer tren? A ese destino, ¿no? To that destination. What time does the first train leave? What time does the first train leave? El primero que salga para allí, ¿no? ¿Podemos ir en autocar? Can we go by coach? Can we go by coach? ¿A qué hora llega? What time does it arrive? What time does it arrive? Or also, what time does it get there? What time does it get there? ¿Hay baño en el, hay servicio en el autobús? Is there a toilet on the bus? Is there a toilet on the bus? Un billete de ida a Granada, por favor. A single ticket to Granada, please. A single ticket to Granada, please. ¿En qué andén? Which platform? Which platform? Por favor, ¿me lo puede volver a decir? Can you say that again, please? Can you say that again, please? Así está bien, o eso me vale. That's okay. That's okay. Perfecto, gracias. Perfect. Thanks. Perfect. Thanks. Gracias o adiós. Sirve para los dos mensajes, para decir gracias y para decir adiós. Cheers. And then expressing good wishes. Expresando buenos deseos. Que tengas un buen día o que tengas un buen día. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Que tenga usted una buena estancia. Have a nice stay. Have a nice stay. Que disfruten de su comida en un restaurante, por ejemplo. Have a nice meal. Have a nice meal. Que disfrute usted de su visita. Have a nice visit. Have a nice visit. And then the second part of this episode is called giving or asking for directions or directions, okay? Decir cómo se van los sitios. You have an episode on this podcast dedicated to that and devoted to that. Devoted to that. It's giving directions in Madrid. Well, that's the first one I recorded. And then giving directions in Fuengirola. That was the second one I recorded. But here are some typical useful sentences for this. Disculpe, ¿dónde está la estación? Excuse me, where's the station? Excuse me, where's the station? Disculpe, ¿cómo puedo llegar al aeropuerto desde aquí? Excuse me, how can I get to the airport from here? How can I get to the airport from here? Disculpe, ¿hay algún cajero por aquí cerca? Excuse me, is there a cash machine near here? Excuse me, is there a cash machine near here? Or, instead of cash machine, ATM. ATM, automatic teller machine, okay, ATM. So, excuse me, is there an is there an ATM near here? Is there an ATM near here? The next one. ¿A qué hora abren las tiendas, por favor? When do shops open, please? When do shops open, please? ¿A qué hora abren los bancos? What are the opening hours of banks? What are the opening hours of banks? Por favor, ¿me puede decir cómo ir a la estación de autocares? Could you tell me the way to the coach station? Could you tell me the way to the coach station? Sigue todo recto, pasa el semáforo de ahí y después gira a la derecha o coge la primera a la derecha. Go straight on, go past the traffic lights and then turn right. Go straight on, go past the traffic lights and then turn right. Está a la derecha, no tiene pérdida. It's on the right, you can't miss it. It's on the right, you can't miss it. Y después pregunte por ahí cuando llegue ahí. Bueno, y después cuando llegue ahí, pregunte. And then ask again when you get there. And then ask again when you get there. Coja la segunda a la izquierda y siga recto hasta que vea una fuente. Take the second on your left and keep straight on until you see a fountain. Take the second on your left and keep straight on until you see a fountain. Sigue caminando hasta que llegues a una rotonda y lo verás a la izquierda. Walk on till you get to the roundabout. You'll see it on your left. Walk on till you get to the roundabout. You'll see it on your left. Walk on or go straight on. It's the same, okay? And also, you'll see it on your left or you'll find it on your left. Lo siento, no he entendido. No, no entendí eso. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I didn't understand. No digáis, I didn't understand you, porque suena un poco agresivo. ¿Eh? No. I didn't understand is enough. Okay. A ver si lo he pillado. Let me see if I understood. Let me see if I understood. And then you repeat what you were told. Okay. A ver, voy a ver si me he enterado. I need to check, I got it right. I need to check, I got it right. And then you repeat what you were told. Muchísimas gracias. Ha sido usted muy amable. Thanks so much. You've been very kind. Thanks so much. You've been very kind. ¿Podría hablar más despacito, por favor? Could you speak more slowly, please? Could you speak more slowly, please? ¿Me lo puede señalar en el mapa? Could you show me on the map? Could you show me on the map? ¿Y cómo puedo llegar allí? ¿Cómo se llega allí? How can I get there? No, perdón. ¿Cómo se llega aquí? ¿Cómo se puede ir aquí? How can I get here? How can I get here? ¿Puedes coger un autobús o el metro? You can take a bus or the underground. You can take a bus or the underground. The underground is, for in international English, well, it's... And then in the USA, people say subway. And in the UK, in the United Kingdom, people say the tube. But in both places they use underground, so underground is safe. ¿Cuánto vale el billete? How much is the fare? How much is the fare? El billete o el trayecto o el viaje, ¿vale? Okay, I hope that was useful and have a nice bilingual day.